banked on narrow blue balconies and old stone buffed and polished to a new glory. To the right, rusted iron balconies and crumbling stone. One house already under the care of a sympathetic builder, others to follow. Just like so many of the streets in the old city. Except for the body of the man, swinging below one of the ancient windows. That was different, Elizenda decided. She looked back along the street, to the crowd gathering on Carrer Ciutadans, and back up to the figure above. His feet 2 meters above her upturned face. His arms tied above his head to a rope leading out of the glassless window. His nose gone. Cut off. Blood dried around his mouth like a once fashionable goatee beard, and down the front of his shirt and trousers, no longer dripping into the congealed and rusted pool on the stones below. 6 members of the Policia Scientifica were still looking for his nose.
Sutz Inspectora?
Elizenda turned on hearing the voice from behind her. A young mozo in the Seguridad Ciutadana, flecks of vomit streaking the front of his dark blue uniform, and a dusty light patch on his sleeve, where he'd hastily tried to brush the stains away. You were the one who found him? Elizenda guessed.
Yes, Sutz Inspectora, he replied. On patrol.
Elizenda nodded. What is it?
The judge is here, Sutz Inspectora.
Elizenda looked over the mozo's shoulder to the end of the street and sighed. Giucessa Rocca. My day is complete. I take it the pathologist isn't here yet?
He's already inside the building, Sutz Inspectora,
the mozo informed her. He looked paler by the minute.
Supervising.
I'm sure he is, Elizenda commented. The mozo stifled a smirk.
What's your name, mozo?
She added. The young man in front of her stiffened.
Mozo Paredes, Sutz Inspectora.
Your first name?
Francesc, Sutz Inspectora.
Well, Francesc, just for now, my name's Elizenda. The mozo nodded, relaxing. And just around the corner from here, there's a bar called El Cercle. Go in there and tell them Elizenda sent you, and get them to give you a brandy. You look like you need one.
Yes, Sutz Inspectora. Thank you.
They both turned as the judge and the far too expensively dressed court secretary announced their regal passage along the narrow street, nosing haughtily through the lines of white-suited Policia Scientifica, inching painfully along the cobbles on their knees. Elizenda sighed. And get one for me while you're at it.
Useless, bloody judges,
Elizenda swore, kicking the door open and crashing through, a bundle of files in her left hand, a mobile phone in her right. She walked on through the outer office she shared with the local investigation unit to her own department, the newly formed experimental unit that worked exclusively on serious crimes throughout the whole of the Girona police region, and kicked a second door open. The room was empty. Everyone either still at the Carrer Play Gargolsin, out at court, or not on shift yet. Checking her watch, she went into her office, flopping all the files onto her desk, and sitting down.
Bloody judges,
she muttered again, sifting through the paperwork that had already been generated by this morning's suspicious death. Suspicious death, she murmured, echoing the words of the judge.
I can confirm it as a suspicious death, Giucessa Rocca had announced finally,
the court secretary busily filling out forms, using the back of her briefcase as a rest. Elizenda had simply nodded her head. Man hanging by a rope tied to his wrists from the window of a derelict building, pool of blood on the ground below, man's nose a distant memory, and the judge had taken an hour to come to the conclusion that it was suspicious. I'll just write that down.